It's a warm evening on Amsterdam Avenue near 171st Street. Kids in red baseball uniforms play on the sidewalk. Men argue over a game of dominoes by the curb, and a group of women chat on a stoop nearby. This is Washington Heights, the heart of the Dominican community in the United States. Dominicans are the largest immigrant group in the city. What you probably don't know is that some of them are here because in 1965, the U.S. sent more than 20,000 troops to Santo Domingo to stop a popular revolution. Many of the rebels ended up in New York because the U.S. government thought they would be less of a threat here than if they stayed in the Dominican Republic.
There are hundreds and thousands of people who participated in the democratic movement in the Dominican Republic who are engaged here.
In 1965, Dinora Cordero was a young Catholic activist in Santo Domingo. When a group of Dominican military officers revolted to reinstate democracy, she was one of thousands of civilians who joined in the revolt. They supported President Juan Bosch, who had been ousted by a right-wing military coup 7 months after he took office. Dinora and those fighting for democracy were known as the Constitutionalists, but from the U.S. perspective, they were dangerous rebels.
What began as a popular democratic revolution?
These were Cold War times. President Lyndon Johnson was concerned the Dominican Republic could go red and become a second Cuba.
And was taken over and really seized and placed into the hands of a band of communist conspirators.
But only a few of the rebels actually were communist.
Mi nombre es Cristian Esteves, sargento mayor escribiente.
In 1965, Cristian Esteves Hill was a Dominican Army sergeant major. Along with his captain and other soldiers, he started the rebellion against the right-wing regime by arresting the Army Chief of Staff.
The people were happy. All the people were on the streets, armed. They thought there was going to be liberty and democracy, that dictatorship would end.
Instead, a four-day civil war ensued, and then the Marines arrived.
And the American Marines, you know, take over the whole city. And then that's the moment my commander stopped.
American favorite Joaquin Balaguer won the next presidential election. His conservative economic policies and violent persecution of leftists forced numerous Dominicans out of the country. The U.S. provided visas for many of them.
En el momento que yo salí de Santo Domingo,
Christian and some comrades in arms were sent to New York and given work permits with one condition: don't mess with politics again. Christian says he never did. He's been a building superintendent in the Bronx for over 30 years. He raised 3 kids here, in the country he once fought. Other immigrants found ways to remain active in politics. First, it was the struggle for human rights and democracy in the Dominican Republic. Over time, they also focused on issues like housing, education, and immigrants' rights in New York.
These are the people who founded most of the institutions that we have today, particularly the community-based organization, and also the cultural organizations that we have, from Club Cívico Cultural Dominicano, Asociación Juan Pablo Duarte. These are organizations that were created in the late 60s.
Ramon Hernandez is the director of the Dominican Studies Institute at the City University of New York.
The seed of what we are today, as a people here, the seed of that consciousness, of that Dominicanness, I think came with those men and women who came early during those years.
Sí, lo que pasa que esta generación del 65 vivía en la calle.
The generation of 65 was always on the streets, demonstrating and denouncing. It was very engaged.
Dinora Cordero became an American citizen. She's now a well-known community activist.
You think you won't find social injustice here, but you realize there are injustices, there is discrimination. Those ills help you realize that you have to keep on with your work.
42 years after U.S. troops landed in Santo Domingo, some Dominicans are still fighting. But now it's their new home, the United States, they want to make a better place. For WNYC, I'm Diego Graglia.
Por sendero.